We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Almost, but man, I do feel your pain. Listening to you and watching you and looking at the models. Now, on what this area of disturbed weather that's not even organized yet, not officially really anything other than what, a trough of low pressure, right?
That's all it is right now. Unorganized, but everybody wants to know precisely where it is going to go.
Invest 95. First of all, why are all invests in the 90s?
I don't know that that is a
good
question.
And why do they just keep reusing the same numbers all season long?
Well, they just go, what they do is they go from 90 to 99. So as an area of investigation is designated, they just start at 90, 91, 92, go to 99, and then redo it again. That's just how the Hurricane Center designates. And again, we were talking about this yesterday a little bit on the show, that just because a tropical wave is designated as an invest, it doesn't necessarily mean it is looking better organized or it's starting to strengthen. It just means now computer model resources are being devoted to a more accurate, more high-resolution forecast for a system like that.
All right. Well, that would be the goal, wouldn't it? But I don't think we have an accurate high-resolution forecast for
really
Invest 95
because the two big models completely disagree. Completely different. The GFS has it as a rainmaker headed our way for this weekend.
Not developed.
You're not developed at all. Again, we're going to have a big upper low, which is creating wind shear. That really is going to protect us through the weekend. And then the euro, which, you know, people say, oh, that tends to be the more accurate model. Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. The euro is indicating that this is going to be a strengthening storm, but off the east coast of Florida. So not even getting into the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, so the two major models. The euro says it develops, maybe becomes a tropical storm, but doesn't get into the Gulf. The American GFS says it gets into the Gulf but never gets its act together and just brings us some rain, what, late Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
Yeah, exactly. So two completely different outcomes.
Are you a betting man?
Two completely different forecasts. I am not.
Would Vegas set the line on the euro versus the GFS?
Yeah, the only thing is the euro kind of has the center developing more northeast of where the Hurricane Center is indicating it is right now, and that does kind of look to be the case on satellite. So if that is the case, and I will say that the euro was far more accurate with Dorian having forecasted it to stay off the Florida coast when all the other models were indicating, nope, inland over Florida, maybe in the eastern Gulf. So maybe the euro is picking up on something that the GFS is a little late to the game on picking up, and it stays out of the Gulf altogether.
All right. So we're not going to bet on the euro or the GFS. When will, though, we have a real idea? I mean, it's already Friday Eve. It's already Thursday.
I know.
When do we get a real hold on which one of these models is more correct, or is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, what I'm looking at right now on satellite, there is kind of a broad spin northeast of the Bahamas, or kind of east of the Bahamas. If that turns out to be where the center is, then I would put my money on the euro being the more correct, that it stays out of the Gulf altogether and remains an East Coast storm.
All right. If that is true, that means more record heat for us this weekend, like we're going to see today, huh?
Yeah, and that also means we stay mostly dry, and we could definitely use a few showers. Even the National Weather Service office is indicating, you know, October tends to be our driest month, so the window is starting to close on really getting any substantial rainfall before we head into October, which historically speaking is dry, and we definitely need some rain, but we're not going to get it over the next couple of days. The record at Kenner today is 94, and we've hit 95 degrees over the past 3 days. So tying or breaking the record today is pretty likely.
All right. What does that mean for tomorrow?
That means we're going to be hot again tomorrow and mostly dry, maybe a 10 isolated chance of rain. High temperatures, though, I think as the upper high that has really been keeping us hot and dry starts to break down a bit, which is why 95 is going to start moving more to the north. Our temperatures won't be quite as brutal in the mid-90s as opposed to more the low 90s, which is a little closer to where we should be for this time of year.
All right. There you go, folks. We know what's going to happen today. We know what's going to happen tomorrow. Beyond that, we're just going to have to wait and see. Hopefully tomorrow we have a better idea.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.